I think it's about time to cut through all the rhetoric and use some common sense to answer the question, is it okay to be gay? Now, let's start off by looking at the obvious. Let's compare a man and a woman. Now, the man looks down and he goes, I got something down there that kind of looks like a long key. I wonder what that opens. Then a woman comes along and the man asks her, do you have a key down there like I do? And she looks and says, no, I don't have a key. He says, well, what do you have down there? She says, well, it kind of looks like a door. He says, it does. She goes, yeah. So the man says, I wonder if my key fits in that door. She says, well, why don't you try it? He says, okay. So he puts that key in there and that door opens right up. He says, well, look at that. So he walks through that front door and says, hey, this is a nice front room. I like what you've done with it. She says, well, thank you. Why don't you just make yourself at home? And he says, I sure will. And after a while, he says, well, I have to be gone now. She says, it was really nice having you stop in. You come back anytime. He says, I sure will. And then he heads out the door and just goes walking down the road whistling Dixie. On the road, he meets another man who asks him, what you been doing? First man says, I just found out I got a key that unlocks that lady's front door, and I just spent some time in her front room. Second guy says, that sounds like fun. Would you like to come over to my house? And the first guy says, well, you got a front door? Second guy looks down and goes, no, I got a key just like you. But I got a back door. A back door? Yeah. Well, where does that lead to? Well, that door leads to my septic system. Yo, what? Yeah. You want to come over and slide down my sewer pipe and splash around my septic tank? Are you crazy? That's disgusting. Hey, don't knock it till you try it. In fact, when you're done, I can go in your back door and wall around in your septic tank. Does that sound normal? Now, what about women? Well, when two women come together, they both have front doors and no key. They have to go out and get some fake plastic key that runs on batteries to try to open that door. Does that sound normal? It's time we stop being intimidated by immoral fools trying to scream us into believing that this type of unnatural immorality is not only okay, but so correct that we not only have to tolerate it, but we have to accept it as normal. Enough of this crap's enough. That's not to say we should lower ourselves to the level of hate that these immoral groups are sinking to. Don't call those who practice homosexuality slurs or abominations. Remember, Jesus didn't call them names. In fact, he loves them so much, he died for them. But don't confuse his offer of forgiveness for his acceptance of their immoral behavior. The Bible clearly warns that no homosexual will enter the kingdom of God. You know, one of the reasons I think this type of behavior is becoming acceptable is because sexual depravity isn't limited to homosexual behavior. How many heterosexual men are committing adultery, having sex with prostitutes, or are crawling down the sewer pipes of their wives or girlfriends? Man, that's a septic tank, fool. You got this nice front door. Why in the world are you sneaking around to the back? Look, folks, all types of sexual acts are possible, but not all are permissible. It's time for all of us in this nation to regain our discipline. Then maybe we wouldn't be so confused by the question, is it okay to be gay?